Let's welcome Paul Thomas, author of the Radical Scholarship blog. Paul, you like to call your blog a pedagogy of kindness. Radical and kindness, those are two words you don't often hear together.
Well, sadly, I would say in the U.S., kindness is radical. One thing that kind of runs through many of my posts is sort of what I would call a nasty attitude toward children. There's sort of an authoritarian attitude toward children in our schools, but also in our culture. And two people, Kurt Vonnegut, I pulled directly from, but also Barbara Kingsolver has a really good essay that I quote a good bit, where she's been visiting Europe, and when she comes back to the United States, the first thing she notices is the profound difference in the attitude toward children. So I think it's sad to say, but I believe taking a stance of kindness is radical in the U.S.
So it's radical nowadays to be kind, and Paul, thank you for being radical and for being kind. But I want to get specifically at an issue you've been targeting in your blog posts. You've got a gripe with education journalists.
Yes, I've been in education for 34 years. Most of that was as a public school teacher, particularly in the last almost 15 years now, because I've been doing more public work. It's very disturbing, the persistent misrepresentation of education by the media, and then when you directly engage with individual journalists, it's pretty stunning how they respond when you tell them that their basic claims aren't accurate or true.
Is your biggest complaint that they don't talk to you or me or education people? Is that the heart of their problem?
Well, I would say it's basically two things. One is sort of the essential nature of journalism, looking at both sides. And I've mentioned the John Oliver perspective, where he jokes about how climate change is presented as always having one person for and one against, which completely misrepresents how science sees climate change.
Right.
So I'd say there is a basic journalist problem. The other is they believe that means they're objective. But as I pointed out with NPR's coverage of GRIT, they always forefront one position and then will sneak in and say something like, some people are upset with, or some people disagree.
Right.
So it's never really objective, because it immediately makes it seem that the GRIT position is preferable or more legitimate. That sort of, I would say there's a journalism problem. And then secondarily to that is, as I've been stressing lately, they don't make much of an effort to talk to educators and scholars of education. The Motoko Rich piece from the New York Times that I highlighted, there are think tank presidents, there are business people, there's the superintendent of education in South Carolina, and there's even sort of a nod towards student perspectives at the end. And I think I went over this with my certifiers, and I think there's 8 or 9 people quoted, not one teacher and not one scholar of education. That's typical.
That's bothered me for a long time. I've written about it in my own blog on Busted Pencils a couple of times, but you've really come at this and said, you know, look, in fact, you've engaged some of these journalists in the,
right,
the very sophisticated Twitter war.
I've talked to them on the phone.
Okay.
I've been with them on Twitter. Generally, they are dismissive and they're offended, which I find kind of interesting, because it seems to be okay for journalists relentlessly to say that educators are bad and that schools are bad. But if you call into question journalists, that you're somehow being offensive, I find that really odd. But also, the really strange thing to me is that when you give them claims that are supported by evidence, one, they act as if they've never heard it before, and two, they will not accept it as credible, much less, you know, give in that it's the accurate position.
I think a lot of educators feel that same frustration. I know me, perfect example I can throw in there too to match yours, is that I get called here by the local news to come on to comment on a certain topic, and I'll agree, and the reporter's immediate response is, and can you recommend somebody who disagrees with you? I can, but they'd be wrong.
Right, exactly.
Check out Paul's blog, radicalscholarship.wordpress.com. Pedagogy of Kindness, Paul, Actress of the Week. Keep busting pencils, man. Thanks.
Thank you.